Nicholas Grant completely lost his identity last month and wants people to be alert and aware of any signs they're being hacked. On the evening of August 28th, Nick received a QT-branded email advising him to update his iPhone due to three flaws found in its software. Whether this email was actually from QT, he's still uncertain. On the 29th of August, Nick believes the hackers started hatching their plan to gain access of all his private accounts.
So I did that update on the Monday night. Update went fine. And then first thing Tuesday morning, just everything was like falling down around me.
At work, Nick noticed at 9:53 a.m. that his phone went to SOS only mode.
And that's when I was like, uh-oh, like something's not right here. I was in the middle of like a 3-hour meeting, and then the next thing that came up on my phone was, please re-enter your password for Gmail, because I had it linked through the mail app. Yeah, and then I started to kind of just check things. So I tried to log into my CommBank, couldn't log into that. It said the password has been changed. And then by 10:22, they'd transferred my phone number to Optus, so they had control of it. They'd re-registered NetBank under their name, and they'd got it onto that, it was a HTC phone that they had.
Mr. Grant is not alone. According to Credit Bureau Veda, over 770,000 Australians fall victim to identity theft in 2014 and 2015, costing the average victim about $4,000.
By 10:22, they had everything, so in 29 minutes they had control of everything. Started to offload some of my shares and stuff, and bank account details changed. I don't know what else they were after, but pretty scary. All gone in 29 minutes, and then I just saw transactions happening.
The hackers gained access to all of his online accounts and were able to apply for credit cards and could get a home loan in his name if they wished. Luckily, Nick is pretty tech savvy, which ultimately saved him a lot of damage. Identity fraud costs Australian victims $1.6 billion collectively per year, taking on average 18 hours to resolve each issue. Nick said that most people wouldn't have realised as early on as he did, and therefore would have been much worse off. If he wasn't in enough strife, Nick had to take 3 days off work to try and fully retrieve his identity, costing him his valued time and effort. Learning a lot from this situation, Nick has asked his bank to make a note that absolutely no details are to be changed over the phone. They must be done in person, made by appointment, with identification, and he encourages other Australians to do the same.